This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years. Breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away. Oh, young hearts, run free.
It's FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas.
And it's good to be back. I missed you last week.
Well, I was too busy doing the show.
I know you were. You were very busy. And can I just say congratulations to my... Oh, hello. My dear friend and neighbour who won an Oscar.
Olivia Colman?
No.
Oh.
His name's Tim Gavigan.
Oh.
For sound for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Is he back in the country yet?
He got back, yeah, he got back the other day, came to the local pub with his Oscar.
Really? That's so good.
He said,
good.
Would you like a threesome?
With you and Oscar?
Me and Oscar. Wouldn't that be hell of a threesome? So, no, it's amazing.
Did you watch?
I'll be honest, I didn't watch because I had to be up very early on this morning being Lady Gaga this morning show.
Yeah,
so
explain.
I didn't stay up. Yeah, they called me and said, hey, do you like Gaga? I said, I'm Gaga for Gaga. They said, right, you're going to be Gaga in the morning. And they literally, it's amazing, the fashion team this morning are like nothing else. And from a bit of black material that was on the floor, they made that dress, which was worth, I think, with everything, I mean, nearly 10 grand. And that cost 100 quid, what they did.
See, it just shows you can do it on a budget.
I was Gaga on a budget. I've been Britney on a budget. Now I'm Gaga on a budget.
You did Britney?
Yeah, I did Britney on a budget.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you look very good strutting around outside Television Centre.
I look like her, though, weirdly. I felt a bit taller.
Did you? Did you look a bit like her?
Boobs a bit bigger. Okay. I thought I did, actually. The blonde wig the head, though, had been pulled through a rosemary bush. It was so... They had to try and make it look... I don't know how the girls did it, but well done to this morning team.
Definitely.
It was good fun.
Have you ever been a proper bottle blonde?
No.
No? I can't imagine it, to be honest.
Don't quite suits me, do you?
I can't see it. You've got a little bit of highlight in at the moment, haven't you? But
a bit of sun-kissed.
No, I can't see you as a bleached...
No, I'm not a sun... You know, I'm not a blondie.
Bunny.
No. But did you enjoy the Oscars?
Well, from what the clips I saw, yes. I mean, I actually, to be honest, the award season to me usually fills me with dread because as a journalist, it's just constant streams of PR releases from people that you don't know anything about.
Really?
So I'm kind of glad it's over, personally.
Yeah.
But I was really excited to see Olivia Colman win for The Favourite, although I do feel sorry for Glenn Close. What's it like, the 17th time or something? She's been nominated.
I mean, amazing to be nominated, but not to win that many times. You must be like, oh my goodness.
Fuming, absolutely fuming. That's what I would be.
What about Lady Gaga's performance? What do you reckon?
Well, she
talked
about it today. So obviously everyone was suggesting that her and Bradley was actually more going on.
Very close.
They were very close, but they were acting the parts that they were doing in the film. No one was saying when they were doing the film that they were going to get together.
There's something going on.
Do you think?
Split from her fiancé, yeah. I have friends that were there. They were very close.
Okay.
The girlfriend looked pissed off.
She did. Old Irina, she did look very pissed off.
I'd be pissed off. I'd be like, the film's over now, babe. Stop it.
Fair enough. I can understand.
Do you understand?
But there is more than just the Oscars going on because there's been lots and lots of speculation about your new book, Lizzie.
Oh, yes.
People are talking.
Yeah, what are they talking about?
Well,
Tales from the Red Carpet. It's number one on Amazon pre-orders. Thank you very much. And if you go and order a book today, you win a chance to come to my book launch party. That's going to be celeb-filled fun, raucous.
Well, I best order a copy then.
Yes, you won't get an invite unless you win.
Well, to be honest, I've just come back from a flight that morning, so we'll see if I'm available.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Where are you going?
Yeah, Philippines. For 3 weeks.
We'll be jet lagged.
I will be, but, you know, probably power through. Have a little nap in the morning. Yeah, well, I might be back drinking then. We'll see. I'm nearly at 60 days sober now.
Wow.
60 days and 2 days.
60 days sober.
Yeah. Feeling good. Lost £9.
I've had a day.
You've had a couple of hours sober.
Yeah. I had a drink at lunch. That's why I'm on the water. But seriously, I mean, this book has gone crazy.
Yeah.
But... it's just my story. It's just my life.
Your crazy life.
It's like a Carry On film.
It sounds it, to be honest. So when is the book actually out?
The book is actually out on the 20th of May, the same day as my book launch.
Fine.
And hopefully you'll be seeing me on a few shows that day. So we're going for it. But this book is funny. It's rip-roaring funny. I read it again today and I'm laughing at different bits. I'm laughing at myself because I can't quite believe it. And it's funny. Read it and I think, oh my God, you can picture it.
So did you write it with a ghostwriter?
I actually wrote it and then I was away in Barbados for the Christmas period and I was just tapping away and I'd send it. He edits it. You know, we kind of co-wrote
it
together.
Got it.
That's how we did it. But I actually like writing.
Okay. Get yourself down the mail online.
Well, I'm sure they may. They may do, they may not. But, you know, it just is a rip-roaring, funny read. But there's a bit of heartache.
Yes, well, you are famously divorced.
That wasn't the heartache.
Oh, okay. Fine, someone else.
So someone else, which we won't name.
Do you name in the book?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep, they're named.
Okay.
Some have said, please don't put me in it. We leave the country. Some have said, please put me in it. Some people say, hope I'm in it. am I in it? And I'm like, oh, it's really difficult. But, you know, it's just, you know, a really funny read.
Well, can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
We've got a couple of months to wait yet. But
yeah, I know.
The cover's suitably impressive, so.
Well, yeah, not much on there.
Not much, but then there never is there, kind of? To be fair, no, you're pretty covered up today.
I'm covered up in my leather, pleather, whatever
I'm into
it is.
Well, we could
can
talk.
I just say, did you see David Beckham's cheeky glance?
Well, yes. Are
what
you
did
surprised?
You think of that, the cheerleaders?
He was spotted looking at a cheerleader's bum. I mean, to be fair, they're dancing right in front of him. What's
yeah,
he going to do?
Exactly.
I mean, I feel a bit. I mean, he's not my favourite person,
look.
But well, yeah, of course, anyone would. It's right in front of you.
I bet he got told off though.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm
I
eating crisps. I'm so hungry because Stephen Lang ate my crisps beforehand because I was on the phone, and then I came back to my packet and they were all gone. Just saying.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm so excited because I've just probably seen one of the most handsome men ever.
Yes, just outside. Alex from The Bachelor.
Yeah, he's in the new show.
The Bachelor is back on Channel 5 and starts on Monday, and we have him in the studio.
Woo!
Just met him outside. Seems like a lovely guy.
Lovely. Alex Marks.
Alex Marks. And then we have Scarlett Douglas from A Place in the Sun and Sim and Danny from Shipwrecked. So busy, busy show as ever. Let's play a bit of Miley Cyrus and we'll get our first guest, Alex, in the studio.
Fabulous.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating. Don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you. The sky is more blue in my as we're walking. I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change, and it'll be us just for a while. Do they even exist? When I make a wish, just run away with the fish. Is it supposed to be this high all summer long? I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song. But here I am, next to you. Sky so blue in Malibu, next to you in Malibu, next to you. It's a brand new dream come true in Malibu.
What's that little track?
It's Malibu by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, quite liked
it. You've not heard
it
before?
No.
Oh, well, now you have.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, I'm very excited.
You for our first guest.
Yeah, I'm so excited because The Bachelor UK returns.
It's back.
It's back on Monday.
And he's now in the room.
Channel 5.
Hello, Alex Marks.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Really happy to
Alex,
have you here.
You survived. Yeah, thanks so much.
I survived. I survived South Africa.
Yeah.
And
the many, many women.
And the many, many, many women. Yeah. It was quite stressful at times, but I
can imagine.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it like? What made you want to do it? Let's start from the beginning. This show, and how did you get involved?
So I committed my life to work and put romance to one side, and I thought when this sort of someone approached me through Instagram, the magic of Instagram, and they said, what about, do you want to come and audition for The Bachelor? And I knew of the show and I thought, absolutely amazing, this sounds like the dream come true. Mm. Little did I know, it was a bit harder than the dream. So I took the opportunity. And what a journey it was.
It seems like everyone gets their opportunity through Instagram these days.
It seems that way.
It's incredible.
Post some topless pictures.
But I mean, how difficult is it with all these women? I mean, it sounds like the dream job, but it's difficult, isn't it? Because I've watched the show many times. It's tough because there's loads of emotions and people feeling rejected. And
yeah, that was the hardest thing. I realised pretty quickly that actually I was sort of in charge of disappointing people so much as sort of also getting to know them and finding that sort of real romantic connection with everyone that I met. So yeah, it was tricky. Some people sort of think that it was you know, a dream come true, but sometimes it was a bit more of like a beautiful nightmare.
Beautiful nightmare, that's true.
Imagine.
And how do you choose? I mean, do you just feel the chemistry, or have you got a certain look? How do you decide?
It's all about chemistry, isn't it, at the end of the day? I think you know when you're going to connect with somebody.
Mm.
There might be a glint in the eye or, a bit of a banter or a bit of a joke. It was a long journey, but I tried to sort of invest all my time and energy into everyone that I had time with when I had time with them. That way it was fair.
Did you get a good sense from the very beginning of who you were interested in?
I did and I didn't. Relationships and sort of connections grew. Yeah, good answer, thanks. And there were people that I met on the first day that I knew that I was going to grow very fond of, which didn't make my life easy.
No, I can really imagine, didn't. Especially if there's more than one.
Yeah,
And that's not a very natural circumstance to find yourself
absolutely
in, is
not.
It?
It's completely alien to me. I've never dated more than one girl at one time. And
especially when they know you're dating.
That was the thing that I couldn't figure out. It's like, they're okay with this. I kept on having to tell me, Mark Wright, the presenter, bless him, I kept on sort of crying on his shoulder almost. And he was like, it's okay. They know that you're doing this. You're okay. This is allowed.
Yeah, so you've got on very well with Mark Wright,
so
did you?
Well. Yeah, but he acted as a bit of my moral compass as well. So he was brilliant and a really good sounding board.
Well,
yeah.
That's interesting because from years ago, people probably wouldn't have assumed that about Mark Wright, would they? But
yeah, I would have thought that. But actually, after meeting him for 2 minutes, we had a beer before production started and fell in love with the bloke.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. I mean, could you mingle with the girls when the cameras were off? Like, did Mark mingle or did you just keep it all separate?
Mark mingled, but really just to sort of like be present with them.
Yeah.
He did a great job of that. And I was.
He's a good looking boy, isn't he?
He's a good looking chap. I was kept well away. I was locked away.
The married man gets the opportunity to hang out with
him. No, his relationship with Michelle is concrete. Yes, like, and she's so lovely as well.
Yeah,
there are a few times where I was sort of allowed at the end of the conversation on her FaceTime and she was always wishing me luck.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice. That's sweet. That was really nice of her, so sweet. So they sort of kept you away. So you had to.
I was on the lock and key. It was really frustrating, I have to say, at times, because all you want to do is sort of like your whole day is waiting to go and take girls on dates or group dates and the rose-giving ceremonies and the cocktail parties.
Oh, the rose-giving.
So, yeah. So it was frustrating not to like hang out with them and get to know them. But then I guess, you know, there wouldn't have been much to see on camera.
But when that girl doesn't get the rose.
Oh, don't.
Oh, no.
Please
yeah,
don't.
So for anyone that doesn't know, you basically select who you're interested in by giving them a rose, which is
do you go
the
to
cheesiest
your
thing.
First? Do you think, right, I fancy her, I've gone with her really well, she's a good kisser, you're number one, or do you mingle it?
It was all mingled.
Oh.
It was all mingled, yeah.
I'll play it cool.
Played it cool. That's it.
What, was there any part of you inside as well that was a bit like, this is cringe? This is
cringe.
Not
really, because the intensity of it, this bubble that is created around you, is so intense that cringe just goes straight out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my friends are going to cringe when they see me set up, girls. And I'm sure when I watch it back, I'm going to be hiding behind a pillow as well. But
You know what's happening.
But I don't know what the girls have said about me. So that's true.
I mean, did you have any dates where it's awkward, like real bad silences, thinking, oh my goodness, or they're a nutcase, there's something weird about them, they smell?
No nutcases. No nutcases on dates. Other things sort of unfolded that, you know, behaviour was sort of questionable at times, but, you know, we'll leave it there.
Drama.
Well, one thing I always wonder as well is because it's almost assumed that the women will fancy you.
But yeah, that was the strangest thing. I was like, I'm the bachelor, but, you know, it's got to go two ways, right? I've got to fancy them and they've got to fancy me. So, yeah, there was that aspect, but I sort of, you know, I guess put my best game on.
Yeah.
You have to have your A game on, though, don't you, all the time?
Well, I had to do 15 A games or 16 A games, you know, just all these women coming at you. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, what? I've got to be perfect for every single one of you. And, you know.
So can you say, I don't know, we've got someone from Channel 5 here, so probably you can't say, are you single or in a relationship now?
You have to wait and see.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
Bum, bum, bum. I was going to ask you for a drink after I can't. You're taking it. But it's quite an exciting show because I love The Bachelor. I love it.
That's good.
I really do. But I just always feel so bad when those girls, and they usually have a little cry in the car when they go. They go, how can they do it to me? Just let me off the garden path. And they cry. And you can feel their pain. I think, oh, you poor silly girl.
But also, there's only one person. You can only pick one person out of, what you said, 15.
That's it.
You
know, but they kind of can turn on each other. That's the thing, because they get a bit jealous.
That's the best part.
I mean, I'm sure that's entertaining for you, but it wasn't felt like that when we were out there.
No, I bet.
I mean, it was real raw emotion and human connection. And then when you are letting people down, having just learnt as much as you need to know about them, and then having to make a very selfish decision, it really played with me. And there, you will see that my emotions sort of got the better of me a few times, and I cracked.
Okay.
Really,
and it's tough because, you know, you're in control of the hearts and minds of these girls that have put themselves in an incredibly vulnerable and brave position. And you're the sort of the hand that deals with that, and that's
Mark Wright had to pick up the pieces, did he?
Mark did a great job at consoling the girls, and, you know, obviously, you know, breaking up with or rejecting or not giving a rose to certain girls, you want to sort of protect them because you're very fond of them, but at the same time you're swept away. So Mark did a great job.
I can't believe that. Don't worry about it.
Obviously, The Bachelor has had, because it wasn't, it came onto UK TV, then it went for a little while. It's back. Is there any difference to it this time that people can expect when they're watching it
to the previous seasons?
Ones? Yeah,
I haven't actually seen the previous seasons.
Oh, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I was sort of warned not to.
Okay.
Yeah, probably good.
But then it's my own journey. So I didn't want to sort of go in there knowing that was... I've seen a few of the American episodes.
Right, yeah.
So that was sort of good research just to sort of see how...
They're very dramatic in America. Uh-huh. I don't know whether yours will be as dramatic as America. They are so dramatic.
I wouldn't jump to that conclusion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to really look forward to this. I can't wait to see
it. Shit went down.
This is good. But I love the format. I love this show so much. Mm. I really do. But I'm sure...
Could you not be the Bachelorette? You could do the Bachelorette and be the...
Can I have the more quiet, fit and young, though? I don't know my age.
I'm sure Channel 5 can organise that.
I'm sure it out with Ben Frow from Channel 5. But, I mean, when you went there, did you think, gosh, every girl's got a... kind of hopefully fancy me in a way, and it's difficult, isn't it? Because not everyone's everyone's type.
No, I mean, I'm not. I wasn't sure that I was anybody's type, you know. But then to sort of go in there, and the first impression, I'm in a tux, and, you know, standing in front of this huge, curvy mansion, and I think, luckily, I won them over on the first impressions as well.
Oh, really?
I hope I did. I'm going to have to wait and see as well.
They're all like,
some
what
of them probably just think, may have gone in and just been like, oh, what? We're not really seeking.
Can we say, were there fisticuffs for you, for your heart?
Oh, for me? I mean, I wasn't in charge of the fisticuffs.
But if you
tune into sort of some of the Instagram channels, you'll see a few clips of some drama.
Okay.
I wouldn't say fisticuffs, it was more handbags, I guess.
But can I ask, do you think, you know, first impressions, you see a girl and you think, wow, she's striking, but then when you get to know her, you think, actually, do you know what, you're really quite dull. Did you have that or not?
No.
No.
I connected on a level with every single one of them, which
it's lucky. Made it hard, actually.
Well, it's not lucky. It's so much harder. But I mean, yeah, it's part of the journey, and the production team and the casting team obviously did an incredible job at finding some amazing women. That they really are awesome.
And what were you doing beforehand? You were a personal trainer, right?
Yeah, I am a personal trainer.
And you're still doing that now?
Yeah, I have a little studio in southwest London.
Okay.
And
where are you from?
I'm from Kent, Surrey.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I look after sort of pre- and postnatal women as well as sort of your general personal training clients.
Okay.
And yeah, that's my life.
Wow.
With Cracker Sparrows. And
so this was really different.
Yeah, quite
very different.
Yeah,
to be in South Africa, which is an amazing country, and have a life of luxury sort of thrown at me, and sort of being responsible for taking girls to wineries and on safari
and making it look like this is your day-to-day life.
But did they have a whole night with a girl? Don't they give you a whole night where you can choose? No.
No, it's not like the American one where it's the sort of try before you buy.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done that anyway.
Mm.
It's probably a bit much, isn't it?
It's a bit much.
Don't know.
It's almost a bit. It's a bit Love Island-y, yes, though, that, isn't it? That
possibly.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Which this is maybe
Mum and Granny wouldn't approve.
No, I was going to say. I mean, what did your family think about you doing the show?
They're in it.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Because obviously they've got to give their advice of what they think on the girls. Did they give you advice?
So yeah, they are in it later down the line, but they were there, sort of geeing me up and sort of just remember, son, you know. Don't let the family down.
Remember who you are.
At the same time, like my old man and my mum had some amazing sort of one-liners, and they really sort of, kept me level-headed. And
oh, because you're from a lovely family. They've been together, haven't they?
They just celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary.
Amazing. Good Lord.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Less for murder.
Less for murder, isn't it?
Well, that is wonderful.
Alex,
but
thanks
so
much for coming in.
But I love that you had a
romance
with Mark Bright. I'm so glad you got on with him, because he's such a good guy.
He's a lovely bloke. He really is.
Are you going to stay in touch with him after this?
Yeah, 100%. We're going for a pint tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Lovely.
Give him my love.
I will do. Thanks
love
for having
him.
Me on, guys.
Well done. I can't wait to watch it. So it's Monday.
Monday, 10 p.m., Channel 5.
10 p.m.
We'll be watching.
Let's go.
Channel 5.
Strap yourself in.
I'm quite jealous. I wasn't out there.
Next season.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. Lovely to see you. Well done.
Thanks so much.
Are you drunk now? Now to judge what I'm doing. Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Is it loud or no? 'Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the thing that I do. I'm here now, energy's taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing along. Promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are saying tonight.
'Cause I need your green light. Day and night, say the truth in mind. 'Cause I need your green light. Day and
promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Foo Bar Radio presents
Ian Boltsworth.
We're joined now by Jamie Hensley.
My only knowledge of Union J was I thought they were a pretend band in Kick-Ass.
And this, yeah? Right, so
I didn't know it was
Kick-Ass,
real.
No, absolutely, nor did the whole world. And then our management and our label were like, oh, by the way, you're going to be in Kick-Ass. And I was like, how? How on earth are you going to fit us in? I think basically they wanted One Direction. I think One Direction got a little bit too big to do it. So they're like, right, so let's get another boy band. But wasn't really going to do anything for us to broaden our horizons. But I think we missed a trick of going over there and promoting it, being like, oh, yeah, we are a British band. Blah,
yeah.
Blah. Everyone just thought we were actors playing a cheesy boy band.
That's what I thought.
Every Monday.
Ian Boltsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I love us girls. We're in and out of love. We're vulnerable. But we'll tell you that we're tough. Some of these guys never think that they get caught. Think that we're blind, but they're forgetting that we talk. If he never calls when he says he will, if he always tells you to keep it chill, if you see him out with another girl, baby, then you know he was never real. If he never wants you to meet his friends, if he ain't tagging you on the gram, take your heart and turn around while you still can. And tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him I got somewhere else to be. And I don't lose my head for nobody. Yeah, yeah. The question is, he loyal to me? Well, then he's probably not, and you should probably leave. Says he's online, but he told you he's asleep. You stay inside, like he never wants you to be seen. Ain't got a job, no. Says he models on the side. Swears you're the one. Oh, but he's not the label type. If he never calls when he says he will, if he always tells you to keep it chill, if you see him out with another girl, baby, then you know he was never real. Hope you never let those pictures send. He'll only go shoot them to his friends. Take your heart and turn around while you still can. And tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him I got somewhere else to be. And I don't lose my head for nobody.
Disappeared from the thing, so I've no idea.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that doesn't
Nina
matter.
Nina Nesbitt.
Oh, really?
We have our next guest in, the very gorgeous, the lovely Scarlett Douglas from Place in the
Place
Sun.
Place in the Sun, my favourite programme.
Wait, I haven't turned you up. There you go.
Oh, now there you go. Hi, everyone. Hi.
It is actually one of my favourite programmes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. If I get a rare afternoon, I will put my feet up, a cup of tea, and it's just an easy, nice watch.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Where would you go if you were to buy anywhere? Where would you pick?
Well, I actually was on this show once.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did what it was called, a Millionaires.
Hold on, wasn't it just before you broke up with your husband?
Yeah, it was a kiss of death.
Oh, okay.
And,
so what's that?
We were looking in the south of France with Amanda Lamb.
Oh yes, the original.
Yeah.
The original,
but it didn't quite work out. The sale of the house, the buying of the house, and our marriage.
Oh.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yes, it all went a bit wrong, but so, it was a great show.
Okay, that's
and
the main
they
thing.
Showed us some amazing places.
Yeah.
But sadly, my ex-husband wasn't in it.
In the house buying all the marriage.
But anyway, it was good fun. It was really good. But you do an amazing job finding the properties, don't you?
Well, I'll let you into a little secret.
Yeah.
The presenters don't actually find the properties.
No. What?
I know. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. Disclosure. Basically, we have a team that look for the properties back here in the UK. And then the week before we head out, the presenters head out, there's a director and assistant that look at the collection of properties that have been given to them. And then they whittle them down to the final five. Now, we do have an input, the presenters. Sometimes we'll look at the list that the directors have decided to put together. And if we think, actually, we should maybe move property five to property three, depending on what the house hunters are saying that they like, we will move things around. Or if something's just definitely not working, we will then get involved and say, right, let's go and speak to this estate agent. Let's see what we can find online and let's make sure we find their dream property.
Why, were you in property beforehand then?
Yes, so I do property development with my eldest brother.
Wow.
So that probably means that you should have some kind of input, right? Because you know what you're
absolutely.
Talking about.
But we all, as presenters, we all have to have an expertise in property, which helped me get the job, basically. So I started property development when I was 25.
That's very young 25. To be starting property development.
Yeah, I was really lucky. My eldest brother, he did property. Both my brothers played football, but my eldest one had money in properties as a footballer, and he kind of took me under his wing at 25 and was like, you know what? You should focus on property. I did musical theatre before, and he said, you're not going to have a pension when you get older. Like, what can you
Fair
do?
Point.
What are you going to do when you can't sing and dance anymore? And I was like, oh, I didn't really think about that. So
That's a depressing
question. I don't know what I'm going to do. So he said, well, I'll tell you what, let's put our money together and let's go and buy our property. I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you how to flip things. And that's kind of what we did. So I've been doing it since I was 25.
Nice. Wow. And how did you get the job on Place in the Sun?
A Place in the Sun, I feel like it was one of those that I put out into the ethos what I wanted. And I finished a musical called I Can't Sing, which was the X Factor musical.
Yes, I remember that.
Harry
written
Hill
by Harry Hill, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Simon Cowell produced
the
it. Yay! So I played Sunita in The Green Leaves. I came out.
Oh,
yeah, it was rain. It was great.
Did you like being Sunita?
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
Absolutely loved
Thinking
it.
Much
yeah.
more fabulous than Sunita.
I mean, when else do you get to wear leaves on
True.
Stage? Unless you're playing Sunita.
Do you know what? That show, it's a shame it didn't go on for long because I thought it was a really good show.
It was really good. It was so funny.
It was very funny.
And then unfortunately, we're supposed to a year contract. We did 2.5 months, got a 2-week notice, and then that was it. So everyone was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, it was really quite short, wasn't it?
Really, really short. And
it was
then,
an expensive production.
Very expensive. I think like millions and millions they spent on that show. A lot of money.
Because I was doing Wags the Musical at the same time and mine was a little fraction
of the amount that they put into this one.
Yeah, I know. It was unbelievable. But the set was incredible.
The set was unreal.
It was like taking the mick out of himself a bit.
Basically, yeah. And he used to come into rehearsals as well and he was loving it and he was cracking up. So it was really good. The show was great. Unfortunately, it closed early. I then ended up auditioning for Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway show, which they were taking on an arena tour. And I was back in dancing for them. And then being around Anton Deck is definitely what helped me make the decision that that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a presenter, and that was that. So I kind of did, I think, maybe 8 weeks with the boys, with rehearsals and touring. And then I left and said to my agent, I'm not doing any more musicals. I'm just going to focus on presenting. Didn't have any idea how I was going to get into it. And then like 6 months later I had signed a contract with the Place in the Sun and then I was going to be off. So it
Boom.
Kind of
oh my
like,
God,
like,
just
that
really like that. Happened. That was meant to be.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm what's sure. it like? It's not just going to a nice destination, going to a few bars and filming for 20 minutes. And
no,
then...
I wish it was. it's not first class, business class. It's
Got
none
it.
Of that.
Never is, is it? You always assume it will be,
it
but
looks
it never
so glamorous.
Is.
I wish there was a behind the scenes show of this show.
But do you go out in the evenings? Do you have to stay with a couple in the evenings? That's all. That's what
Not
I was worried
really,
about. Because some
no.
of them are a bit. Old.
Yeah. Some couples, you would like to not maybe spend your evening with them because you spent a lot of your daytime with them. Some couples, you're absolutely happy to have them come with you. And some couples just want to do their own thing anyway and explore the area. Mm-hmm. So on an evening, once you've wrapped about 4 or 5 o'clock, you do have a lot of time, not maybe 6 o'clock, to kind of do whatever it is that you want to do, whether you hang out with the crew or whether you go and explore by yourself, or whether you do get together with the house hunters. It all just kind of depends on the dynamic.
Depends on how the vibe is and everything.
Exactly.
But some of them, God, they're so rude. You go and take them in, they go, no, don't like it. No. Room's not big enough.
Is that quite frustrating?
It is, because you put in a lot of work, like the team put in a lot of work, and we put in a lot of work to try and make each property better than the last, and try and get them exactly what it is that they're looking for. So when you go in and maybe a house hunter's like, oh, but I don't like the colour of that wallpaper, you think, but you can change it. You just asked for this, we've given it to you, and now you're moaning about the colour of the wallpaper, and you think, you could act like, I'll do it for you. I'll
cost
do
you 20 quid. Do
yeah, exactly. Go to B&Q, ship it over, and just, you know, stick it up there. But
Stick it up there.
Some
are a bit ungrateful, I find. It annoys me, but I love the ones that go, oh, yeah. And some genuinely want to buy, don't they?
There are some genuine ones that are, I've had a few criers, so anything you show them. I remember there was a couple, they were fantastic, I loved them. And we were shooting out in, I can't remember where we were now, but they loved everything. We were in Spain somewhere, and they wanted a cave house. The man wanted a cave house, the woman wanted a house on the coast. So we're like in and out of going...
A cave house?
Yeah.
As in a cave?
Like in a cave. You can get cave houses for like £10,000. Okay. And this guy just wanted a cave house.
Right.
She wanted to be by the sea, you know, a nice apartment. So we showed her an apartment first. She cried. We took both of them to the cave house. They both cried. Then we went to like another apartment. Every single house, they cried because they loved it. Like, oh, we just want this one. We don't want anything else. I'm like, but we've got to show you. And it's going to get better and better.
Because there's a show to do.
Yeah, basically.
It's called TV.
Yeah, so we've got to make it. So
and
they
you must
cried
have
every
couples
house, they the end.
That don't well, agree. Do. Like one loves it, one doesn't.
Yes, that does happen. But I've been very lucky in terms of most couples will at least compromise, or at the end, they're just not going to buy a property because they can't decide. But I've heard of some couples on shows that have definitely not got on throughout filming, and it's been pretty tricky to film the end chat. So I've never been on that, but I've heard the stories because there's 7 of us presenters now. So you hear all the other stories that happen around on location.
Wow.
Why do you think that these shows have become so successful? Because there's obviously like Wanted Down Under, Place in the Sun. They're very popular now. There was an ITV program about buying a holiday home for £10,000. Like, why do you think that is?
Yeah.
I think it's just because people love to be nosy. I know for me, I love property shows. And I absolutely love seeing what people have done with their house, what their bedroom looks like, you know, what the kitchen looks like, what they got on in the fridge or whatever. So I think people just like that
nosiness.
But also, especially with The Place in the Sun, it's escapism. People want to see, you know, oh, those beaches in Spain are lovely and I can buy an apartment there for £55,000. It's that kind of idea of actually it is closer to you than you believe it could be. So I think it helps people and encourages them to maybe go and try and do something they potentially wouldn't have done in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's your favourite destination? Is there a place that you think, oh my goodness, I could live here?
Aruba in the Caribbean.
Ooh, I have a friend that went there. It looked absolutely stunning.
It was amazing. So it's just north of Venezuela. There are palm trees. There's pink flamingos just in the sea while you're there chilling with a cocktail. The sunsets are like nothing I've ever seen before.
Wow.
It was just incredible there. It was really, really beautiful.
So Scarlett, where can we catch Place in the Sun? Where and when?
Oh, A Place in the Sun. Channel 4. I think it's at 3 o'clock now. It used to be Channel 4, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Channel 4, 3 o'clock now. But it's literally always on repeat.
It is always on repeat.
Yeah, to be fair, you'll never miss it. You'll find it somehow.
4, 4, 7, you'll find it.
And you're such a beauty.
Where can we find you on social media as well?
Oh, Instagram, at Miss Scar Doug. So Scarlett Douglas, shortened Scar Doug. Miss Scar Doug, and Twitter is at Scar Doug.
Well, it's my favourite show. I was going to say I never miss one, but I do. But I really love it when I'm at
home.
You
have a job to do. You can't
I do. I'll live at home. But when I am at home, I love it.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's a good show.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
so
for having
good to
me.
See you.
Thank you.
It's a gorgeous girl.
How about a bit of Ariana Grande?
Yeah, my fave.
You got me some type of way. Ain't just the feeling this way. I do not know what to say, yeah, yeah. But I know I should think about it. So one fucking look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away, yeah, yeah. But you know I'm already thinking about it.
Like, damn, this ain't fair.
We got
yeah, yeah. Like I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what you're doing to me. You're singing my songs in the streets, yeah, yeah. Acting on innocent, please. When I know you are thinking about it.
James with Foo Bar Radio, and Durex have invited us down today to talk all about lube. I'm joined by Hannah and Shadira, and they found out that over 50% of men don't even recognise when you're in pain during sex.
You've got to be aware of the power that you hold in the situation and know that you have a responsibility to ensure that the person that you're having sex with feels comfortable enough to say to you, can we change this? Or else your ego is allowing you to believe that the person's enjoying it without you actually asking them if they're enjoying it.
Yeah, just check in with your buddy. Why couldn't we say, oh, it's a bit dry down there, but medically, not my fault, not your fault.
For more information, go to foobarradio.com.
The chat's already going.
Hello, I was talking about
we're doing a radio show here,
sorry,
Lizzie.
Darling,
I don't know
I'm
if you're aware.
That. I'm just catching up with the gorgeous twins.
Sim, who is
next to you.
Next to me. Sim and Danny from Shipwreck. Welcome to the
show. Hey! If you're listening, they are twin sisters.
Well, yes, and very, very much identical.
It is spooky. It is crazy because you are. There is not one feature that's even
slightly
different.
Well, there is, right? You just pointed it out to us outside.
Well, it's a dimple.
Yeah, mine's bigger on the left. On the right, my right, sorry.
Don't even know.
There is your left in my right.
Got it.
It's quite unbelievable. I've just got to say, you're so both gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
But how did that work on the show? Because the cameraman must be getting mixed up and everyone on there going, are you Danny? No, Danny. Where's Danny? Oh,
well,
you're
especially
Danny.
Because you were split up, right? Yeah,
so when we first arrived, obviously we wore the same outfit and it was just fun, like, teasing and testing everyone.
I mean, all the cameramen were literally, they had no idea. They were literally like, this is crazy.
It was quite fun.
And they were like, there's two of you? And we were like, hi.
Yeah. So how did it work out then? Why did you want to do the show and together? Because obviously you get on so well. When you look
can really get
talk,
on it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're like best friends. We are best friends. And we got asked to do Shipwrecked. It wasn't something. TV really wasn't. No, because we were actually dancing in India because we worked in Bollywood for 6 months.
Wow.
We're dancers. So we actually got a DM while we were out in India saying, would you girls want to come in for an interview? And like sort of. And we thought, do you know what? Like, why not? We didn't. TV really wasn't something we really thought about. But like, it came around. To go on Shipwrecked and go on an island or Paradise Island for how many weeks? It was a dream, so who would say no to that?
Yeah.
You know,
it's true. It's absolutely true. So you went together. Were your family all happy for you to do it, or were they a bit worried?
Well, someone's
boyfriend was a bit hesitant
at
the time.
Yeah, my boyfriend was a little bit hesitant because he was like, you're going to be in an island, you know, bikini and surrounded by, you know, surrounded
and
by
there's no buff phones. Man.
I can understand yeah, that.
A lot of fit guys.
That was Danielle, by the way,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah, well, I did meet two of them. I think it was Harry and Josh.
Yeah, we love Harry and Josh.
Yeah,
love
them. They were lovely boys. I had sadly the night with them the other night.
Yeah, I had a night with them.
Yeah, no, not like that. But they were so sweet and they were like, oh, I hope something comes of it. We had such a great time. You got on with them.
Because they were on my island, Josh and Harry. Unfortunately, Josh had to leave early because his granddad, and then Harry lost the competition, had to leave. So literally, Sim left me, Josh had to go, then Harry had to go, you know, but...
Was it hard? Do you do most of your stuff together in life? Like, was it hard being split up when you finally...
Yeah, honestly, that was the first time in our whole life we've ever been split, because we've spent every second of every hour
together.
Even like
dance school, we were in the same class, in dance school, we got the same job.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We were so emotional. It was really, like, it was heartbreaking,
it was
wasn't
devastating
it?
When they were like... Because they sold us this dream, we're going to be on this island and we're going to have the most
women
amazing
power,
time.
Yeah,
sisters.
So how did you get off to go off first? What happened? What were the circumstances?
So we had to either choose between two tribes, the sharks or tigers. And Danielle and I both decided to go for the
tiger
island. But in order to take both of us, they had to sacrifice one of the original class members or tribes. And we were like, oh, from that moment, I knew they weren't going to like...
Send one of their own home
for me to come in. So it took, and then obviously they said, "Look, we want Danny because you know she's single and we feel like she will learn." Oh, you know, yeah. And obviously I was going home to somebody, which is fair enough. I completely took it on board. I was like, really, understood
it. You got it, yeah.
But was it like losing an arm or something?
Oh my God, going on that boat by myself, and I was like,
it was
when I was waving you goodbye, like. My heart was pounding. I thought, I can't believe you're going to do that journey home by yourself. We just about made it. I mean, how the hell did we get there, Simone?
How the hell did I get back?
I'm so proud of you. Like, that
Thank
is a
you.
Big thing.
Are you really upset?
I was upset, but they put me up in like a 5-star hotel and I got to spend like 2 days there.
Can't complain. And the Cook Islands are gorgeous.
I got your phone back. I got the phone back.
I got some good selfies.
Instagram. I was dear my family, like my friends and stuff. And I was like, you know, life could be worse. I know I was coming home, but I was coming home to a job. I was coming home to my boyfriend and family. So I was like, do you know what? It was brutal, but I think in hindsight, it was probably the best thing for us. I think whether we were going to be 30 or 35 when it happened, I think it had to happen at that.
Yeah, at some point.
It's happened on national TV.
Is it?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Cool. We were both crying with like, both crying out your face.
Well, I'm an ugly crier. It wasn't fair.
But that was heartbreak to have that separation.
Yeah.
But what was it actually like in then moving forward and making friends and...
So
the
first
happened.
The first couple of days, it was difficult, and I really felt like I really wasn't myself. But then, you know, there was always a new arrival, and then you had to like, you know, meet them. And it was difficult for me because I was meeting them as just Danny and not as the twins. But it was really refreshing, and I really like found myself without being cringe. And when they spoke to me, they knew me for Danny, and that was crazy because it's always been twins, Danny and Simone, but it was like they know me for Danny, and that was just incredible. And I did get close to a certain someone, Jamie, on the island.
Jamie!
Jamie is
what
a lovely
Jamie
guy.
Do?
But it hasn't quite...
So Jamie is a dancer, performer like myself. We hit it off on the island. It was amazing. We got on really well. We did dates together. Well, he took me on a date. I took him on a date. We did challenges together.
What date on the challenge? What is one of the dates?
So the date was...
Find a coconut.
Not far off that. So one of the challenges was...
Find a coconut. What'd you do?
I'm dead. He took me out on a date where... took me to the back beach,
The back beach is very intense.
Nice. The back beach.
And then there was like, he put these palms up and went into this like little den place where he put lanterns, and we sat down on the
had
yoga
mat.
Kiss? I think it was maybe our first, second kiss. And then
second, whatever.
Who knows? And then we literally just like spoke for hours. That was when we really connected, because we had our own time. That was lovely. And then we just naturally, like, our relationship grew naturally. It wasn't, like, forced, because I didn't go on the island looking for that. That's really not what I was about at the time. So, for me, I was like, I'm there just to have a good time. If I meet someone, that's just a bonus. And that's what happened. You know, I met Jamie. We worked really well together. We did challenges together, and we won challenges together. You know, we're just a really good team. But sadly, Jamie and I no longer talk anymore.
Why? What happened?
Don't even talk.
What happened?
No. There's just lots, you know.
Was he naughty?
It's not even that. Basically, I feel like it was more like an island fling. And when we got off the island, we just didn't talk. And he lives in Newquay, I live in Brighton. And it was impossible for us to, like,
see that's a long distance.
It's 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's like a 45-minute flight.
But as in, you didn't even, like, communicate?
No, we didn't. That was it. It was like...
Oh, so literally having
so
on
when
the
you got
island,
home,
was,
did you not think, oh, what now he's doing?
That's quite brutal.
Well, he didn't text me, so I didn't want to text him.
Oh, right, I like it. Okay. Good girl. Let the guy should do the chasing.
Exactly.
Like,
fair enough.
I'm old
fair
fashioned.
Enough.
All right, so that was the end of that.
Yeah, down and dusted.
So was it weird when you watch it back? It
was
like, really?
You're in love.
Like,
I thought it was really sweet watching you guys back on TV.
It's like, in the moment, it was amazing. But, like, it was fairy tale, because we were shoved on this island and it wasn't real. Like,
it's not your natural environment.
Like, you get that a lot with reality shows. It isn't natural,
it's not Brighton.
Is it?
Brighton Beach is lovely, but it's not quite the same
as the Brighton Beach.
So what are you hoping for now that the show's finished, it's aired? What are you kind of hoping to do now?
So we are hoping to do some more TV work. But this time together, and we won't get split.
We're making
so not
sure
a competition.
That
we're going to see the contract. We do not get split. We stay as the twins. Come on, give us a shot.
What kind of thing do you imagine doing then?
We just want to do more. We want to do performing together as well. I think.
Would you like to do more TV and more? I mean, would you like to do another reality show, or have you been sort of put off with what they did? Because it was a bit mean sending you back, wasn't it?
I mean, it's a difficult one. When I got back from the island, I didn't want to do any sort of TV work. But then we've been approached by a few people. I thought I didn't really get a fair chance. I got like a day. I got an episode.
You could get on something like The Bachelor, having two twins.
Ooh, yeah.
Can you
good shout.
Good
shout.
They would be, wouldn't it?
Well, thanks so much for coming in, ladies.
Yeah,
really
we love
appreciate
you.
Having
we
you
think
here.
You are fabulous.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see more of you. I think you should. You've got lovely energy, lovely
Thank
girls.
Yeah, you really have.
Well, you can check us out on our YouTube.
Yes,
what is it?
That's Danielle and Simone Collins. Just type us on YouTube and you'll see all of our dance videos, our fitness videos, challenges, funny videos.
Find the coconut challenge.
And you're all going to be there, guys. Check it out. On our Instagrams, Sim Collins, The Kiss, and Danny Collins. And we're also launching our fitness, like our booty plans coming soon. So follow us on Instagram.
You've got plans, girl.
Get your booty for the stars.
We'll be busy.
We love you. I still don't know which one of you are, but you're fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Sim
Thank you.
Danny.
Yes. Sim Danny.
Dimples.
Okay, sorry. Thank you, girls, for coming in.
Thank you.
A show. God, that went quick.
Very quick. What a good show.
I bet the man of my dreams tonight. He just wouldn't tell me whether he found someone.
That's
did
a shame,
like
isn't it?
Did you like him? Did you see him?
No, I don't know if I think they may have let him.
Oh, yeah,
never
mind. Okay. Well, great show, as always. We'll be back next week.
Back
with
next
more. We've got
week.
Loads for next week.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Until then, a bit of Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
Thank you. Woo!
The girls are screaming.
Come on, girls. Let's sing.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.